Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and today is Quiz of Your Life. Our guest this week is Katie Puckrick. Katie enjoys buttermilk pancakes, dancing, yoga, and Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we have another 12 questions for you. Let's quiz, Katie Puckrick. Question number one. One of your breakthrough gigs was presenting Woodstock's 25th anniversary festival for MTV. If tin represents a 10-year anniversary, what's a 25-year anniversary?
Silver?
Correct.
That was just a dumb guess. Dumb luck guess.
No, it's in you.
I mean, it's in me. It's in me. I've lived it.
Question number two. You get many comparisons to other women with round faces and fringes, like Renee Zellweger. Her most recent film was an award-winning portrayal of which American actress?
Judy Garland.
Have you seen it?
No.
Ooh. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Pretty hardcore, actually.
Yeah, anyone with, like, squinchy little eyes and round cheeks and a big mouth.
Oh, who else is on that list? I love that face.
That is who I get. Once it was Linda Blair from The Exorcist. That was when I was younger. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. There's a porn actress, apparently, Tracy Lords. She was in John Waters films, so I get her sometimes.
I know her. Yeah.
Yes,
correct answer, Judy Garland.
All right.
Question number three. Your first gig was to see Elton John.
Yes.
First ever gig.
Yeah.
Can you tell me his real name?
Reginald Dwight.
Absolutely. Do you know his middle name?
Well, Hercules. It's not his real middle name, though, but he calls himself Elton Hercules John.
Oh, okay.
It is now his official real name.
On the Reginald name, it's Kenneth.
Oh, I didn't know about the Kenneth.
Slightly less.
I love Elton.
Yes, absolutely. Question number four. Ah, you were a presenter on Channel 4's late night iconic music show, The Word. Oasis had their first TV performance on it. Do you remember that day?
I don't think I was in the studio that day because I wasn't always, I was sometimes doing live outside broadcasts.
BT. What debut single did they play? God, if you weren't in studio that day.
Yeah, they would play, it would go like dirgy, 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 dirgy if it was Oasis song because it's always like kind of dirgy. It's very samey always.
So what was their first ever song to set the precedent of all these samey, samey,
dirgy, dirgy, I don't know.
It was Supersonic.
Supersonic, let's get on it.
Exactly. Good, question number five. Katie, you've occasionally worked for The Guardian newspaper.
So occasionally, but for many years. That's the thing. Like
many years.
For like decades and decades.
Well.
But only occasionally.
Okay. So can you tell me who is the political editor now of The Guardian?
I can't tell you that, Makita. What an interesting question.
Her name is Heather Stewart.
Good old Heather.
Correct answer is Heather Stewart. Well done if you got that. Question number six. You can do a mean Scooby-Doo.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, it is good. So can you tell me which human member of the gang of Scooby-Doo is the youngest member?
I would say Thelma.
Correct. Absolutely correct. It's Velma. Jesus, she's only 15. Daphne's 16. Fred and Shaggy are only 17. Question number seven. Your favorite holiday was road tripping through California.
Love it.
Can you tell me the state capital of California?
The capital of the Golden State is Sacramento.
Sacramento. I really like saying Sacramento. What's it like? What's it like there?
What's it like in Sacramento? I don't know. I've never been.
Question number 8. Your hero is the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, I love her.
Yep. The question is, how old was Alexandria when she became the youngest woman ever to be sworn into Congress on the 3rd of January 2019?
She's so fabulous. I think she was 29.
She was. Absolutely correct answer. 29. What a woman. Mm. Question number 9. In 1994, you presented 4 Goes to Glastonbury on Channel 4. Mm. The question is, which singer-songwriter was headlining the festival that year for their 3rd time?
This is interesting because when I did that with Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley, we were broadcasting live 13 hours a day, and every now and again they would wheel in an iconic musician for us to talk to, like, oh, here's Johnny Cash, or, yeah, you know, here's Nick Cave. But I don't actually know what was going on the center stage. So who was headlining it for the 3rd time? I have no earthly idea. It wouldn't have been Johnny Cash, because I think he was kind of a wild card.
Yeah, it was 1994. Who do you think? I want you to guess, Katie.
Okay. Paul Weller? I don't know.
It was actually Elvis Costello. Correct answer.
Oh, I didn't see him. Yeah, I just had this very, like, I talked to the lovely San Etienne.
They didn't wheel Elvis over.
They didn't wheel him over.
Question number 10. You always wanted to be a ballet dancer, Katie.
Yeah.
When you were growing up. So for 1 point, can you name one of the 2 leading actresses in Darren Aronofsky's 2010 film Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
Absolutely. Do you know the other one?
Schmadeline Dorkman. I don't know. I did see it. I just can't remember.
It was Mila Kunis, but you take the point for Natalie Portman.
All right.
Question number 11. Before getting into presenting, you were a singer and dancer and performed with the Pet Shop Boys on their world tour, which we discussed earlier in the week. For 2 points, can you give me the full names of the 2 members? I bloody hope so.
Well, I don't know middle names, but I can say Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe.
And are you still close?
If by close you mean they don't run in the other direction when they see me out and about, yes, they are adorable.
We're very good.
Yeah.
Finally, on your quiz of your life, Katie, you host the podcast We Didn't Start the Fire, named after the Billy Joel song. For 3 points, can you name the first 3 American presidents that he mentions in the song?
Okay, Harry Truman.
First name, yes.
The first 3 presidents. I would say the next one is Harry Truman. I think Eisenhower.
Big time.
And then the next one, this is a toss-up. I think Nixon.
It is Nixon. Sorry, I'm just seeing all these other incredible people in the list, which means you must be doing episodes about them and stuff, which,
yeah,
I just love.
Every single one. Yeah, it was tricky because, okay. Because I was going to say, I wanted to say JFK, but I think Nixon. So I got that right. Thank goodness.
A 3 out of 3. Come on, what a way to end the quiz of your life.
Thank goodness I know about my own job.
Yeah.
That is a relief.
And today you scored 11 points out of 15. That's not too shabby. We'll talk it through with Katie after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
So today you scored 11 points, meaning your total score for this week is 36. Check you out.
I like how
I feel
you
like I've broken you in, Katie.
But you're saying it like like these, I don't know what your scoring system is. And I presume that people whose brains work better than mine are getting like 100%.
So. Well, it's out of 75. And okay. At the moment you've got 36 and we have one more quiz tomorrow. So you do.
I'm not doing very well at all. I'm not doing very well. But I do appreciate your positivity, Makita. But I love the whole like team spirit that you're giving me.
I got you. Thank you, Katie. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat for your final connector clue of the week before we reveal the connection tomorrow. What are the first two words in the title of the Channel 4 reality contest hosted by Siobhan McSweeney? What are the first two words in the title of the Channel 4 reality contest hosted by Siobhan McSweeney? There'll be a connection to the answers from earlier this week. See if you can get it, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.